Residents of Conakry have been forced to limit their movement around the city at midnight, and vehicles entering the city center after working hours are subjected to vigorous searches by security forces. The situation follows the announcement by the military junta of the death of General Sadiba Koulibaly, the former number two man and former chief of staff of the military junta. Since then, panic has gripped Guineans. Authorities say an autopsy was conducted on the body of Koulibaly at the Inyasin Hospital, one of the government-owned facilities here in Conakry. At military headquarters located at Camp Samori Ture military barracks, soldiers paid their last respect to the late general. According to a statement released by the Office of the Prosecutor at the military court, the autopsy reveals that he died of heart attack caused by prolonged depression and stress. His lawyer says his client did not die of natural causes because he did not complain of any heart condition throughout his trial.
On a été informé tard la nuit que General Sadiba Koulibaly est mort.
He says they were informed late in the night that their client, General Sadiba Koulibaly, had died of natural causes. He says from the preliminary investigations until the day of the trial, they have been demanding that their client be sent to the main central prison after he had been sentenced. But he says nobody paid attention to them. He says until the day of trial, their client never told them that he was sick. He also says lawyers of the late general have not received a report of the autopsy. The junta arrested General Koulibaly in late June, shortly after he returned to Guinea from Cuba, where he was serving as Guinea's ambassador. They charged him with deserting his post and of planning to overthrow the military junta. They then demoted him from the rank of general to colonel before he was finally sacked from the Guinean army. Sadiba vehemently denied the charges and said he was in Conakry with the consent of the foreign minister to arrange payment for his staff in Cuba, who had been without salaries for several months. But the court rejected his defense and sentenced him to 5 years imprisonment. Sadiba died few days after his sentence. There is widespread speculation that the late general did not die of natural death, and right groups and the Guinean Bar Association are calling for an independent inquiry into the issue. Abubakar Conte is a member of the Association of Equal Rights and Justice for All.
From the statement issued by the prosecutor at military court, General Sadiba Koulibaly died on the 22nd June. Why did they wait until the 25th to announce his death? Also, his sudden death took place just within a few days after he was sentenced by the military court. So, this brings about doubt over how he died. His lawyer said before the death of client, he was in good health and he was taken to court. So therefore, this is why we are calling for an independent investigation into what I should call the suspected death of the general.
Sadiba Koulibaly fell from grace in 2003 after junta leader Mamadi Doumbouya sacked him as chief of staff. He was later sent as Guinea's ambassador to Cuba, a post many considered as a punishment. The government and military junta have been tight-lipped as to their side of the story. Meanwhile, several top military officers close to the late generals have been arrested, accused of planning to overthrow the military junta. The military is on high alert in Conakry as a result. Koulibaly's body was taken to his hometown of Magali Faraba in the district of Manjana in Upper Guinea, over 500 kilometers from the capital, Conakry, where he was laid to rest on Friday. Thousands of people in his hometown lined up to welcome the arrival of the body. Not a single member of either the junta or the government attended the burial. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.